This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hurricane Dorian is now a Category 5 storm, the most dangerous classification, as it pummels the Bahamas with wind, rain, and storm surge. The National Hurricane Center's Lance Woods says, as the weekend progresses, they should get a better handle on Dorian's exact path.
As we progress in time, we should have more confidence on what that looks like as Dorian either goes by or right along the east coast there of Florida.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan says in an interview on ABC's This Week, the Trump administration has been monitoring the storm and will be ready to respond.
The Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of Health and Human Services. It's really a whole of government effort, and the president's going to make sure that we're on the same page, that we're tracking this, and that we're going to be ready.
Dorian continues to edge westward toward Florida at 13 kilometers per hour. At least 5 people were killed and 21 injured in a mass shooting in western Texas. Odessa Police Chief Michael Girk says the incident began when a police officer stopped a man driving a gold Honda. The suspect shot the officer and then drove off, shooting at other people. The suspect eventually hijacked a U.S. mail truck, leading police to think there could be 2 gunmen. But Chief Girk says authorities now believe there was only the one. Officers caught up with the suspected shooter, a white male in his 30s, and shot and killed him at a movie theater complex in Odessa. Shane Revel's truck was hit by gunfire.
I saw a bullet come out of the truck next to me, out of his bedside. There's some ricochet splatter on my truck. I don't know if that's the bedside itself or part of the bullet, not really sure. But it doesn't matter because, I was right there.
The incident comes less than 1 month after 22 people, most of them Hispanic, were shot and killed at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. To keep track of all these stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protesters set fires in a main thoroughfare